Father Dominic, Father Francisco, who had the privilege of, in my earlier priesthood, working with out in Detroit, in the London, Ontario area, Wayne, Michigan area. Father is one of those priests who seems to gather energy from I don't know where. I've been trying to find the source. It's not in a cup of coffee or a power bar, but he would have to go into a hospital to do a sick call, and he would come out having done 3 and 2 baptisms. Really? Yes. God makes use of all different souls to do his work, and definitely a unique soul is your next speaker. Blessed by God with some amazing abilities, and one that I'm very proud to call a brother priest and a friend. Please welcome to the lectern this afternoon, Father Francisco, who will be speaking to you about consoling the hearts of Jesus and Mary.
Just before beginning, I'd just like to tell you I talked to my mom last week. It looked like she was going to die about 2 months ago, and she just made a tremendous turnaround. And I just told her I was going to talk about consoling the hearts of Jesus and Mary today. And she gave me a couple bits of advice. First thing she said, give some example. People like stories. The second one said, don't make it too long. People don't like to get bored. So I'll try to do this the best I can. I hope I'm able to help inspire each of you to console the hearts of Jesus and Mary today. Even though there are millions today who offend God seriously by a wicked life, by apathy and indifference, there's still faithful souls that console him. And they do that by a life of sacrificial love and persevering life of virtue. Just imagine the joy Jesus and Mary must experience when they see those choose God over the world in sin, to faithfully observe the commandments, to live lives of charity, purity, and patience. And they follow our Lord's words, if you love me, keep my commandments. When we think of reparation, the word repair often comes to mind. A lot of people think just cloister monks and nuns the only people who can do reparation for the sins of the world. It's not true. Priests, religious, and laity, all of us can placate God who has done so much for us. In appreciation, we will receive a special reward and also a more merciful judgment. For our Lord said, he who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. So we pray the daily rosary, as requested by Our Lady of Fatima. We get a glimpse into the fathomless depths, the joys and sorrows that Jesus and Mary experienced. The Blessed Virgin gave us the rosary in order so that we could penetrate this veil by reflecting on these mysteries. And they are mysteries. Each decade contains a lesson and a mystery for us to ponder and for something for us to learn. Mary arranged the rosary so it would parallel this life and the next with its joys, sorrows, and glory. We think of life being like a roller coaster, and the rosary parallels that. Since joys and sorrows are found in every life, in this valley of tears, how can we be better encouraged than from the example of Jesus and Mary? Meditation on the joyful mysteries inspires us to practice the virtues of faith, obedience, charity, patience, poverty, and resignation. enabling us more easily to walk in their footsteps. The vocal prayers of the Rosary create a fountain of blessings that give us strength to do what we must in order to save our immortal souls. The sorrowful mysteries show us what our sins have done, and this reflection helps us to amend. Agony, scourging, crowning with thorns, carrying of the cross, crucifixion, sorrowful mother, are not mere empty words, but rather vivid reminders of God's love and Our Lady's dolors. The Man of Sorrows and Mater Dolorosa sacrifice themselves so you, I, and others can merit eternal happiness. St. Dionysius says that the greatest occupation on earth is to work for the salvation of souls. Is this not reason enough for us to spend the rest of our lives consoling Jesus and Mary by a life of virtue, to do all in our power to avoid sin and occasions of sin, and help others also? Mary united herself intimately with Jesus' passion, from a Latin word which means suffering, in her Immaculate Heart by her love and prayers. Therefore, she has been called co-redemptrix by the popes and saints. We too can follow her example and console him by leading a holy life. Our Lady detests sin. She wants us all, especially her children, to cease offending God who is already so much offended. Only God can fathom the indescribable anguish and agony our sins and those of mankind have caused Jesus and Mary. Nowhere is God's love for us better manifest than in the crucifix. Nowhere is Mary's love for us greater shown than when she stood beneath the cross. Let us take our place beside our Heavenly Mother and ask for the grace to reject sin. A person cannot meditate on the sufferings of our Lord and continue to be immersed in serious sin. You either give up prayer or you give up sin. The sorrowful mysteries give impetus to amendment of life and help us to have the persevering courage to practice virtue in spite of occasional falls. God knows that we are weak and we will occasionally fall, yet He expects us to make a determined, persevering effort to avoid sin and to pray for help to overcome it with His grace and His infinite power. Once we are sorry and ask for forgiveness, we return to the path of virtue and regain peace of soul. This consoles our Lord, since so many never ask pardon but live immersed in sin, totally oblivious of all that He has done for them. The devil's favorite tool is discouragement. If he can keep a person in a spirit of despondency and despair, he takes the wind out of their sails and holds them captive like a spider to its entrapped prey. One of the best ways to console Jesus and Mary is to avoid sin. Each victory becomes an act of love. You and I can do this daily. You don't have to compound your prayers. Merely put your heart into the ones that you're saying already. The glorious mysteries remind us of the immeasurable, never-ending reward for those who remain faithful to God. Sadly, today, many ignore their eternal destiny, blinded by the empty glamour of the world. Yet, seeking repose from life's difficulties, they vainly look for happiness. But St. Augustine says our heart is restless until it rests in God. God alone can give peace of soul and joy of heart. Many focus on the here and now, on a long, prosperous life, but not on a virtuous one. As a result, they quickly drift away from God, often permanently. Completely oblivious of their spiritual nature, they immerse themselves in occupations, material concerns, sinful pleasure, or self-gratification, leaving no time for God. I remember visiting a dying man who was not Catholic, and to just tell him to prepare for death, to be sorry for his sins, and to try to prepare. He was a success in the eyes of the world, but a complete failure in God's eyes. All he kept repeating was, as he's dying, I gotta buy more stock. I gotta buy more stock. What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? What heaven? Don't miss it for the world. Everyone looks forward to bonuses and rewards. By thinking frequently in of heaven, we are drawn to do what's necessary to get there. What greater happiness can there be than to be with God, Mary, the saints and angels in perfect, unending bliss? When's the last time you seriously thought about heaven? When's the last time you seriously thought about what you're doing to get there? Time is short. Eternity is forever. What can you and I do to prepare for the sins of the world and console Jesus and Mary? One must practice the virtues dearest to them. Be a light to the world and inspire those around you. People can't follow good example if they don't see it. If you were arrested for being a follower of Christ, would there be enough evidence? Prepare for the affronts Jesus and Mary daily receive by practicing the virtues so dear to their hearts. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to your supplications. Never forget that. God hears your prayers. He loves you. He loves souls. Jesus died for them. Patience is from a Latin word which means to suffer. I have a prisoner who's paraplegic. She devoutly attends Sunday Mass once a month. What reparation she makes for the sins of the world. Although she's shriveled up, can't use her arms or legs, weighs about 90 pounds, she's always beaming and smiling. Another parishioner who's dying of cancer hides her pain behind a beautiful smile and puts complainers to shame by accepting whatever God sends, even though she may have mere days to live. Their faith is living and vibrant, reflecting inner strength of soul. How many have been inspired by their sterling example? Purity, since only the clean of heart can see God, reflect Christian dignity by dressing and acting modestly, using clean language, and avoiding pornography like the plague. Make reparation for the sins of the world by being a light to the world by your example and life of prayer. Think of how many millions have been inspired by the example of St. Maria Goretti and Saints Francis and Clare of Assisi. Faith. Show your belief by your reverence in church, by exemplifying the Catholic faith by your life, by showing and keeping your goals supernatural. Reflect on St. Peter of Verona, who was martyred for his faith, and as he was, in his blood he wrote the word credo, I believe. Confidence. Either we trust God or we don't. Must do what we can and then ask God to help with the rest. Mother Cabrini's life was the perfect combination of prayer, work, and trust in God. If we want to be successful and console Jesus and Mary, let's follow her example. Fidelity in little ways proves our love for God, since He seldom asks us to accomplish great ones. I remember asking a child why she wanted to make her first Holy Communion. She simply said, because I love Jesus. What joy that must bring to our Lord. A 5-year-old used to cry at church every Sunday because she couldn't receive Holy Communion. She's very happy after making her first Holy Communion because little Jesus now rests in her heart. When she prays the rosary, one would think she was an angel. No wonder our Lord said, unless you become like little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. What greater joy can God experience than having a lost soul return to His love? What greater happiness can Mary experience than for one of her children to abandon a life of sin and return to God's grace and her maternal embrace? This reminds me of an agnostic from Florida named Arthur. A devout Catholic named John told me he was praying the rosary for his dying friend and asked me to visit him, who was baptized Catholic but never went on from there. Cancer invaded Arthur's body. The doctors didn't give him much time. In spite of the serious malady, he was very alert. So I told Arthur, I'm real sorry about your condition, but I'd be glad to help. Extreme unction cures about half the people that receive it. Asked him if he was interested. He said yes. Then I said, well, we usually go to confession first. I'll help you. So he made his first confession. Then I asked him if he'd like to receive Holy Communion. He said, what is it? And I told him, remember at the Last Supper, our Lord changed bread and wine to his body and blood. He gave that priest the same power, and I have the Blessed Sacrament with me. Do you believe that? Arthur said, yes. Said, would you like to make Holy Communion, receive Holy Communion? He said, yes. So, all these rosaries John prayed softened his heart, and he made his first communion that day. It's a perfect example to Jesus through Mary. Now, I wondered about this. It seemed pretty amazing to me, but I called him the following month. They said, Arthur, do you want to receive Holy Communion? He said, Father, give me all you got. Here's my rosary, and I'm wearing my scapular. He was from Brooklyn. When we think of the Blessed Virgin, we often contemplate what an amazing life she led. Mary was immaculately conceived, completely sinless and filled with grace, fulfilled the will of God perfectly. She carried Jesus in her womb for 9 months. He rested on her sacred heart, on her immaculate heart, and Jesus lived with her for 30 years. She followed him in his public life for 3 years, helped the infant church until she died peacefully. Then she was taken body and soul into heaven where she reigns as queen. Hers was the most blessed life of any creature on earth. It's hard for the average person to contemplate this since Mary's life bears little resemblance to their own. Yet there's one aspect of her life that parallels ours, her dolors. Sorrows that accompanied her throughout life. Jesus was not just the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He was the Redeemer who offered his life in the last drop of his precious blood to repair for the sins of the world, to redeem us, and to open the gates of heaven. Mary experienced betrayal, Judas, disappointment, the absence of the other apostles at the cross, anxiety at the sufferings Jesus would endure, and also terrible desolation and sorrow. Mary was saddened by the thought of so many who rejected God's graces in spite of all that Jesus did for them and all that she suffered for them. Even though Mary's sorrows were lifelong, she was always hopeful and positive. Our Lady was a model of charity and encouraged so many by her kind words and tender smile. Jesus and Mary are consoled every time we avoid sin and occasions of sin. These tangible proofs of our love of God demonstrate our fidelity by choosing Him above sinful pleasure and evil. This can be done in numerous ways. By turning our eyes away from indecent images, by dressing modestly, by not saying a cruel word, and by not listening to or spreading gossip. Positive steps also include faithful attendance at Sunday Mass, frequentation of the sacraments, the penance, and Holy Eucharist, and the daily recitation of the Rosary. These actions repair in a very real way for the apathy and coldness of so many, and tell our Lord and our Lady that we appreciate all they have done for us. Never give up on anyone. God doesn't. Former parishioner abandoned prayer and church to embrace the world. I continued to pray for the person and reminded her of her obligations to God and herself and the importance of saving her immortal soul, but it fell on deaf ears. Yet, she could not find peace or happiness, but grace was not completely dormant. Turning back to God can be a long and difficult journey. Hers took 3 years. She continued to wear the scapular, and it took concerted effort for her to replace love of self in the world with love of God. Yet the journey back had to begin somewhere. So what she did, she ingeniously set the alarm on her phone to ring at 3 p.m. to remind her to pray for strength, because she knew it was going to be a struggle. Everything seemed easy, and she was not ready to give up a life of sin. When her friends would hear the alarm, they would tell her, it's time to pray, and it would remind her. So she called the rectory to schedule a confession, but for some reason the rectory phone wouldn't accept her calls, accepted all the others. Devil didn't want her to come around, so she tried my cell phone, it came on right away. I said, just come immediately. She did. She gave me a brief history of what had occurred, and as we were walking to church to go to the confessional, guess what happened? Her alarm rang. It's 3 o'clock. So we said a prayer together, walked to church. She's been at Mass every Sunday since. She's trying to bring some relatives back to the faith, and she loves God, and God loves her. Now, it's kind of interesting. Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary is just a few days ago. On October 7th, she attended Mass, but it seemed like nature wanted to honor Our Lady for bringing all these souls back to God. And we have a stained glass window in the back of our church in the choir loft, and the light just streamed on Mary's statue. I've never seen it like that before. And of all days, it was her feast, right? We're praying the rosary, and during Mass, it stayed like that. And this lady was there who turned back to God. It's quite amazing, but it's the way nature itself wanted to honor Our Lady. I think God arranged that for something very special. So never give up. Every soul is of infinite value. By helping save the souls of others, you ensure the salvation of your own. Remember, help is often only a prayer away. God bless you.